Headphones are a little loud on my end. Is this mine?
I think so, yeah.
Can you hear me now? Yeah, that's definitely mine.
Okay. So,
yo.
You said you followed baseball when you were younger. Did you have a team or did you just follow the sport?
It was the Red Sox. I don't know why. I think I was really... No, I think I was enthralled with the 3-0 deficit because, like, come on. That was insane. And it never happened before, so I was like, okay, this is kind of dope.
Yeah, I guess so.
Now it happens all the time.
Does it?
No, not really, but...
I was saying baseball...
Comebacks do, at least.
Comebacks, like, yeah, but no one actually...
Like, the Cubs came down, came back from 3-1 when they won the World Series, and...
3-1s happen, I think, a lot more than 3-0.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, for sure. Well, baseball is a topic we're going to get into today, but I think we really need to talk about how bad we've been. It is, as we're recording this, July 19th. The last time we published an episode was May 18th. What happened? Okay, what happened? Life happened.
Yes.
Weather. We had a lot of difficult weather, too. I don't know if it was just me or what, but I had some issues with being able just to get out of the house sometimes because it was raining so hard.
Yeah, there was definitely some
that whole stretch,
flash floods.
I lost power multiple times.
Yeah.
That was tough. But
I lost power during work, which was fine with me.
Yeah, me too, but it also wasn't fun because...
No AC.
I had no AC. I had no nothing. It was hot. Anyway, episode 91 of Dimes on Duval. Give me a number 91 for the Jags.
Yannick Ngakoue.
Yeah, that was the one that came to mind, too.
DeJuan Smoot, right? The Smoot 91?
I believe so.
Smoot is meeting with the Ravens.
Uh-oh.
Which doesn't make me happy. I'd like to bring him back.
Yeah, DeJuan Smoot is 91.
Yeah, I would like to have Smoot back.
Yeah, but we got a lot to talk about. We're going to talk NBA to catch you guys up from our last episode. So we're going to talk about the playoffs and the lottery or the draft and how that went. We'll talk Jaguars, of course, like we always do. And we'll finish with our local update. But first, I kind of want to see what you guys have been up to. Mike, I think of us three, you have the biggest news since our last episode. Most of you listeners probably already know this, but...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure everyone who listens to this podcast knows that I am now engaged to my now fiance Julia. So that's been fun planning a wedding and whatnot the last 2 months.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you. I haven't seen you guys since then.
How'd it happen?
Bro, I blacked out when I even asked her whatever leading up to it.
Did you even say the words? Or
yeah, I did say, I remember will you marry me, but I just don't remember what I said before that at all. So whatever you have, for anyone planning that soon, next month, year, whatever, however it takes till you listen to this episode, whatever you have in your head is not going to come out, I can tell you right now. So, but no, it's been a good time, been busy as hell. I've had weddings to go to, obviously seeing Julia, grad school, just taking up my time lately, so definitely been busy recently. But that's literally the biggest life update I have.
That is, and it's a pretty big one.
Yeah.
So again, congrats on that. If you didn't know that, you guys are living under a rock. But we love.
Or you just don't have Instagram, which I don't blame you.
Yeah, true. I'm pretty sure I saw it on Facebook.
Yeah, probably because my mom tagged me in like 40 posts. Yeah. So
I didn't find out until Kevin said in a text,
which is fair because Kevin's also late on social media too.
Fair enough. Skylar, what have you been up to?
Nothing much. Summer camp at work, kind of operating that every now and then. But yeah, just staying at work, not really doing much, looking for cats here, there, some cats missing. But yeah, nothing good. Nothing great, but
yeah, I hope we get some good word on those cats soon.
Just ready for football season, I guess.
Me too. Dude, me too. Myself, I guess, same vein in the wedding category. One of my best friends, JJ, gets married. 2 weeks later, my big brother gets married.
Shout out to both of them.
Yeah. Two amazing women that they've both married. I'm very happy to have been a part of both of those weddings and can't wait to see, you know, what life offers them both. Very happy about that. I had a camp too for work. Finished that last week. Shout out to all you teachers out there. I mean, I was with 1 week with 13 to 16 year olds, and they stressed me out, man.
That's a shithead age.
Yeah, because the 16 year olds thought they were like super cool, super old. Like, oh, I'm way too old to be here.
I drove to camp.
Yeah, a couple of them did drive to camp. And then the 13-year-olds were still, like, little kids. And, like, I think we had, like, one or two 12-year-olds, too. And they were just, like, way too young to be there. But glad that's over with. That was great. And then lastly, I got a new car. I got to show you guys after we record.
I saw that Instagram post. Or no, picture. Last story.
Yeah, I threw it on my story. But got a new whip, finally.
I also found out that through text.
But I think I texted you that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. So it was from me, at least.
When you were out of town, yeah. Yeah.
I didn't even know he was looking at cars. I know he brought it up, months ago, thinking about the possibility. And then I go on Instagram, I see his post. Boom, he's got a car. I'm like, that's news.
Yeah, it was time. Good opportunity came up and a good price. And I drove down to Tampa and picked it up. Drove it back the same day. It was great. So, enough about us. I'd love to hear about everything that you guys have done, but we can save that for off the air. I want to kind of recap where we've been podcast wise. So the last episode, we had two big topics, the number one being the NBA playoffs and lottery. First thing right off the bat, I have to say congratulations to you, Mike. I don't think we talked about it on the last episode, but I did not log it in our bets and wagers book. But you said that the Nuggets were going to be a top four seed in the West.
I said that before the season.
Yeah, so that was an easy good job.
I wish I should bet that.
Yeah, that was an easy one. So I've highlighted that one. That is our.
Are they still a top four team coming?
Yes.
They're
about to possibly building a dynasty, but we'll see. Yeah.
That is the third highlight in this book. The other one being Trevor having 5 rushing TDs by Skyler. Mm-hmm. And then Mike also saying that Cliff Kingsbury will be fired by the end of the year. So I think we should kind of up the ante a little, maybe
bigger
starting
takes.
When the maybe starting when the season starts, we start recording. We start recording how many wins you get, and do kind of like a win loss thing to encourage us to do more, make more bets, and then whoever has the best record, say at the end of the season or something.
I don't know.
We have an incentive.
Like a bold prediction segment.
Yeah, and not everyone has to do one every single week or every single episode. We can just do one. I mean, the more you do, the more chances you have to win, obviously. But
also, the more you make,
you can lose.
Yeah.
So
I don't mind doing every week because I'm obviously the degenerate of the group. So
yes, you are.
Are we actually putting money in it?
No, it doesn't have to be money. We could do something fun. Yeah. We could do something for fun.
No,
I don't know. Like, buy dinner or something. I don't know. Something like
that.
It'll be fun. So anyway, so that was that. The finals the playoffs itself were very good.
Were they?
I liked them.
The playoffs were good. The finals were okay.
I love the finals.
I love the finals because I'm so glad Miami lost.
The Boston-Miami series was pretty good. And
I literally was hoping they just played a 45 games and no one wins because I could care less for either of those teams.
Yeah. Well, I just was rooting for Al Horford the whole time.
Al Horford, yeah.
Yeah, he's old. He needs to retire.
He needs to win first.
I know.
And then he can retire.
But the playoffs, I thought, was okay.
Okay, here, let me throw some things at you that I found out. So, first off, the Knicks won a playoff series for the first time since 2013.
That was surprising. I did not think they were going to be the Cavs.
I didn't see that coming, and I thought that was pretty cool.
I mean, because I picked the Cavs to win the East,
I think everyone picked the Cavs. Yeah. I did not think the Knicks were going
to
do anything.
Well, I picked them to win the East.
Oh, to East. Yeah. No, I'm talking about the division, the conference matchup.
Actually, backing up even before that, this is the first time since 2000 and 2001 season that no team won at least 60 games in an 82-game season. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. It was a little more parity this season.
I'm over that. Regular season load management. No one plays half the players.
That's why they got the in-season tournament now.
Yeah. Which I need to look into that more. I don't know.
We'll talk about that next episode because I don't have enough info on it too. But I did watch it when it came out. Thought it was interesting. All 4 California teams made the playoffs in the same season for the first time since the Kings went to Sacramento in '85. All 3 Texas teams missed the playoffs for the first time since the Mavericks formed in 1980.
That's actually a pretty cool stat.
Yeah.
Well, it sucks for the Texas teams, but...
All 5 teams of the Pacific Division qualify for the playoffs, mm-hmm. making the third time that this has happened since the 6th Division format in 2004-05, which is cool. I want you guys... Who has the longest postseason appearance record? Who's made it the most in a row?
In a row.
Nine consecutive seasons for the team that has been there the most.
We're talking about NBA, right?
Yeah.
Golden State?
No, Golden State missed with in 2020.
Oh, because of injuries.
Injuries, yep. Yeah. I'm trying to remember who.
Not Orlando.
You're funny.
LOL.
Not Chicago.
Yeah, not Chicago. Ha ha ha.
Can I take a look at the logos?
Oh, come on, man. No, I'm kidding. Think okay. about it. Think I'm about
kidding.
It. Can I give
logos.
You want me to give you a hint?
No.
Is it west or east?
East.
East. Oh, okay. Then would it be Boston?
Correct.
Really? Oh,
Boston
I guess they made the four
in nine consecutive seasons.
I think they made the Eastern Conference Finals 4 years in a row or 5 years in a row.
The opposite end, the seventh consecutive season, this team has not made the playoffs. What team is that? Also in the East.
Hornets.
Correct.
Yeah, Hornets
Charlotte
just
stinks.
Dumb.
I was going to say Pelicans.
No, they made it last year.
Oh, man.
This year.
Yeah.
I'm just
last year.
Yeah.
They almost made it this year.
Yeah, they lost to the T-Wolves.
Other things that I thought were interesting, the Nuggets scoring 81 in the first half of Game 6 against the Suns was the most first half points by an away team in postseason. I just thought that was crazy.
Bro,
81 points.
My favorite stat, or moment of the playoffs is that the Suns got bounced on their home floor in a game do-or-die situation.
The Suns have like six players right now, too.
Back-to-back years. Well, they have more. They got some key pieces this year. But last year, they got bounced by the Nuggets. I'm sorry, by the Mavericks. And this year, they got absolutely throttled by the Mavericks. By the Nuggets. Guy, mix them up both.
It's okay.
Whatever.
It's okay.
Mixing your Nugs and Mavs.
Tatum's 51 points against the 76ers being the most in Game 7 in NBA history. Go ahead.
Which Steph had the highest this playoffs, which is 50 points. I thought was crazy that the record got broken twice within, 2 weeks of each other?
Yep. Four 50-point games in the postseason, the most in a single postseason. Just,
I guess there were some moments
in
the playoffs.
Yeah, and the Heat, you know, obviously you and I are not on that train, but like them being the second 8-seeded team to reach the conference finals and then go to the finals.
I wouldn't have been mad if Miami won just because of Jimmy Butler, but man, I'm so glad because Miami Heat fans are unbearable.
They really are.
And they're still unbearable because they're about to get Damian Lillard.
Oh, you think that?
I think that's going to happen.
Did you make a bet on it?
No, but I do believe it's going to happen. I didn't think it was going to happen, but now it's literally, it's Heat or nothing, what it looks like.
Well, I mean, regardless of what happens, I don't know how you stop that train in Denver right now. Jokic and Murray, they were the first teammates to record a triple-double in the finals and the first teammates to record 30-point triple-doubles in any game. Haslam being the oldest player to play in the finals, coming off the bench in the last minute.
That's so
42 years and 363 days.
You know what that reminds me of? You know when the Gators had their scoring streak at risk in this past bowl season?
Right, yep.
And they kick the field goal when they're down 30 points just to keep the streak going. That's literally what that reminds me of.
Yeah, that's kind of what it was.
Going streaking, baby.
Yeah.
Isn't Haslam's a UF product, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So.
He's a Jacksonville product, too. Oh.
Yep. And he is
high
retired.
School.
He's gone.
I believe he went to Wolfson?
Haslam did go to Samuel Wolfson High School.
Yeah. He transferred
to Miami Senior. Yeah.
He transferred for 2 years, I think.
Mm.
Yep, and his father played for Stetson.
Well, how about that? The oldest Jacksonville native in the NBA Finals. I don't know if he's native, but...
He was born in Miami. Sorry.
He's born in all my... he's a Florida boy. We'll give him that.
Yeah.
He stayed in Florida his whole career.
Sure. I'll give him that, too. So, that was just a little bit about the NBA Finals that I thought was interesting. Real quick, the draft picks. Magic had number 6 and 11. They selected Anthony Black with the 6th pick and Jet Howard with the 11th pick. How do you feel? Right now, we've only seen some summer league games.
I'm okay. I just want to clear up this guard room that we have.
We have too many guards, and I'm afraid that they're going to get rid of somebody I don't want them to.
Jalen Suggs or Cole Anthony are the top two, in my opinion, will be moved. Unless they decide to shock everyone and move, like, I highly doubt it, but Markelle Fultz. But Markelle Fultz is too valuable right now for this team.
No. I think Anthony Black showed some nice flashes in summer league. He's got an incredible handle, and
he's
got to work on his shooting, but, I mean,
he's a great defender.
What else is new? Yeah. And Jet Howard had some when he showed out in front of his dad that one game. That was really nice.
I just wonder if the Magic are going to regret taking Jet Howard over Grady Dick.
I think so. I think Grady Dick's going to be really good. But
I don't know. We'll see.
What do we know? You know, we're just couch potatoes. We're not we're not scouts or anything.
We're not shooters.
No. Just that real quick. We also talked about in that episode the Jags draft picks. nothing really to talk about there, but that is a nice segue into our second topic, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Okay. I was going to say, are we going to talk about the most recent news?
Well, go ahead. Sure.
Whatever. Do you guys want to touch on the offensive line or the tight end room?
You pick. I don't know.
We'll go with Evan Engram since he's more recent news.
Yeah.
Jaguars, obviously, just, I don't know if you've heard, I'm sure by now, I'm hoping people have heard this, but the Jacksonville Jaguars re-signed Evan Engram to a 3-year deal, I believe it was.
Yes.
Let me check. It is a...
I'm saying yes, as I don't really know.
I believe that's what I heard as well.
I like how he said, I'm home, and he has, like, the most, like, excitement for a Jaguar player that I've seen since Mercedes Lewis, another tight end. 3-year deal. Yeah, it was a 3-year deal.
3-year contract.
Is Mercedes still in Green Bay?
He's a free agent, I believe.
He is a free agent.
So, Jets aren't going to sign him?
3 years, $41.25 million. I do like what you said when he said, I'm home. Like, it shows to me that people actually want to be in Jacksonville, and I am a big, big fan of that.
I'm going
to
use that picture for the Instagram post, but I love that. Running off the field, holding his hands up like, I'm home, baby.
So I think that's a big signing for the Jaguars because it could potentially free up some cap room for another extension coming. Could be the likes of Josh Allen. Could be Tyson Campbell. He's coming up too, by the way.
I would rather Tyson Campbell, obviously.
I agree, but if Josh Allen does anything relevant, you got to sign him now.
Well, yeah, he does, but like he's got to do it. That's been the thing with Josh Allen his whole career. Like his only good season essentially
was 2019 or 2020. Well, 2019,
the rookie season, yeah, when Calais was still here and Calais got the double teams.
Do you think this extension has any? Like, does it change your opinion on the Strange pick at all?
No, because Doug Peterson loves using two tight ends in a system. Yeah. So if they could help develop Brenton Strange, it doesn't have to be this year. It could be next year.
And that would probably, like, 3 years down the road, that's going to be about the time we would extend Strange if he's a decent player.
Right.
Exactly. And there's a chance we may not even need to extend Strange. We can let him walk and keep Engram or draft another tight end if some Strange
doesn't
work out.
Yeah, that's obviously down the road.
Because Strange was, a third-round pick? Or was he a second?
Third.
And was Bigsby the third?
No, he was second. Yeah, you're right.
Strange was second. Bigsby was third.
I just guess. I don't
know. So,
and that's pretty high draft pick for tight end.
Exactly. So I think he was, like, the third tight end taken. But I think Strange is going to be someone that will be a factor. But that's going to be, like, in the occasional two tight end sets.
I think he's going to be the more physical tight end. Like, Engram
he's a blocker
physical
for sure,
too. But, yeah, I think when you get Strange the ball, it's going to be for, like, a few yards just to get that first down. And then he might break it for, like, 10 total yards on that play or something. But that's what you would hope from him, at least this year, maybe. So just pick up some little yardage to here and there.
Yeah, some first down yardage, converted. You know. Yeah.
I mean, and I just realized this as we're talking about this. The first three picks that we have that we took this past draft, Anton Harrison, they were preparing for the Cam Robinson suspension. Mm-hmm. And it worked out for them.
Yeah.
Well, we don't know yet, but
yeah, hopefully.
Strange was a backup option for Engram, but he's not going to be thrust into the starting role immediately.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to be. Bigsby looks like going to be the clear number two behind ETN. Unless some miracle comes up or someone else shows out. But from what I've seen on reports, looks like Bigsby's going to get the number two spot. So I think they're preparing for the next wave of contracts coming through because Cam Robinson's probably going to be gone after this year.
Yeah.
Whether that's a trade or a cut or whatever.
Anton
Harrison will be lined up and ready to go. Strange is going to be number two tight end. He'll be fine. And then Bigsby will be there in 2 years after ETN's gone. Because I can tell you right now, we're not going to keep ETN after 2 years.
Do you think we draft his brother, Trevor?
No. You don't draft a running back early. I don't care how it is.
No, I'm just not.
I mean, we could draft him in the sixth round.
I don't think he'll be a sixth round. No. I don't know. He's actually not bad.
I think he's better than his brother, right? Well, he's only played one year so far.
You think Trevor's better than Travis?
He's only played 1 year. I would think his first year he had better results than Travis, but he had gotten more playing time.
Trevor, I don't think you remember how good Travis Etienne was at Clemson.
I'm talking just first year. Like, yeah, Travis Etienne definitely is one of the better players that Clemson had because I feel like they wouldn't have a national championship without Travis. I mean, even though they had Trevor, I think Travis was like one of the key pieces there. But I'm just saying Trevor is just as good, if not better. He's just in a not a situation where he's got teammates around him.
That's his fault. He chose to go to UF. Well, no. He chose that go dumpster fire.
Of course you go that route, Mike.
I mean, he went to a dumpster fire. It's his fault.
I'm not talking about that. But
no, I mean, media days have started, though, so that's been interesting. I'll say something on that in a minute, but okay.
But yeah, so I just about wrap up Evan Engram. I think it's a good deal. 3 years, 41. I think they said he's like the ninth highest paid tight end.
You're getting his jersey?
No, I'm not getting any jersey.
I thought he was like the seventh.
Well, either way, he's not top five, which is I'm fine with. Because then that saves up money for the future. And you know Trevor's happy. And if you make Trevor happy, then you know he's going to get a contract extension very soon as well, hopefully. Well,
I hope so.
And then we can just go bounce right into it. We haven't recorded since Cam Robinson got suspended.
Yeah. We saw it coming. I'm okay with the number that they gave him.
I mean, we thought it was going to be six.
I thought it was going to be six. I thought it could have even been a season, which would have been just egregious, but the NFL doesn't surprise me with anything like that.
What did it end up being?
Four.
Four, okay. Yeah.
So nothing bad. Nothing crazy.
Well, I mean, the first four games are going to be rough, I think.
Well, yeah, we have Kansas City.
I'm pulling up the schedule.
I got it right here. Regular season, Colts, Chiefs, Texans, Falcons.
So
he'll come back.
I'm worried about two of those.
Chiefs and
Texans? Or the London game?
I guess the London game because right after that we play at Buffalo in London.
Yeah, so his first game back
could be against the Bills, who have a pretty solid pass rush.
Well, obviously, Doug will put in whoever's looking better.
And I'm hoping it's Anton Harrison, and then see you later, Cam. Or Walker Little.
Yeah.
Which this is a money year for Walker Little, in my opinion.
Yeah. Which means hopefully he'll play better. You know.
Well, with that brand new practice facility, they should all be playing their best now.
Yeah, speaking of that, the Miller Electric Center, this is actually recent news, so we're kind of on the ball with this one. Miller Electric Center has been officially open.
That happened yesterday.
Yeah.
It's the 18th.
Very, very pretty from the video I saw. I mean, you've got state-of-the-art gym. You've got the two practice fields. Every amenity you can ever think of in there. The outside is just as beautiful.
They got a full swing golf bay.
Yeah, full swing golf bay. If you haven't gone over the Matthews yet, if you're going that way towards the Arlington area, check it out. You'll see the giant Jaguar logo on the side. At night, it lights up. It's all beautiful.
Or when they're coming down for training camp, you can check it over too.
Well, yeah, I mean, but it's easier driving, you know, towards it to see it, the big Jaguar logo. You got to look back.
Oh, you're talking about the Jaguar? Okay, I think you're talking about the mural.
No, the mural, you can look either way. Yeah, the mural is very nice looking too. I'd love to be able to just walk over there and look at that at some point.
Let the scooter on by at some point too. Yeah.
Yeah.
During the season, it'll be nice.
I'm excited to go check it out. Mike, do you have any plans to go to any of the open practices or anything?
No. They're all during the day. It's hard.
Yeah, it is.
It's hard. But, I mean, I get it because that's literally training camp in Florida. I do it in the summer, in the daytime, and occasional weekends. But
they do it doing it like early in the morning. Yeah, like starts at 8:45.
Yeah, you can't do it like 12 o'clock because it's going to be brutally hot. And if you do it at 6 o'clock, it's like, okay, there's no point. It's traffic and they're not going to wait all day to practice.
Yeah.
Right.
So, well, no, I'm not going to be able to go. Are you guys planning,
Skyler? Oh, yeah, I'm going to try to go to a couple of them.
Yeah, Skyler's trying to go to a couple. I'm just trying to get one. I just like to go to one. I just like to see the area, take some pics.
I usually have Wednesdays off, and my birthday falls on a Wednesday, so it'll hopefully work out for that.
That's right. Are we going to record again before your birthday? I hope so.
Won't matter to me. I mean,
well, hey, I'm just trying to cover all the bases, you know, since we haven't been recording for so long.
I mean, what matters is the consistency. So, I mean, but so it matters in that aspect. But
well, we
don't need to record just for my birthday.
Fair, fair. You had shown me the wall of all the helmets, and you had me pull up a tweet about that. Did you want to talk about that for a second?
Well, I just thought it was interesting how, like, obviously I've done the uniform predictions, and now they got the mannequin to display whatever uniform the team plans to wear. And then they also, I guess, I mean, we were trying to figure it out
together. Olivia Tassley is the one that reported it.
Yeah, and then we were just trying to figure out, she said on the tweet that the college helmets will represent the college football playoff rankings each week.
Mm-hmm.
But as of right now, Augusta National is ranked number one, I guess.
Augusta National is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5th, I guess, if you're going across the top.
Yeah.
It is interesting to note that there is a Florida State helmet on there. There's no one from Florida State on the team, but there is no Auburn helmet, and there's three guys from Auburn on the team. And I know I saw in the comments on the YouTube, it says, oh, well, they haven't like signed a contract. They haven't been on the team yet. But there's an App State helmet, and the draft pick from App State, the O-lineman, Cooper Hodges, he's not on the team yet. So yeah. I just thought it was kind of interesting just to see that. So,
and they could have had that App State helmet because Daniel Jeremiah comes here a lot, and he's an App State guy.
That's true. We were just talking about the Masters helmet that's on there.
What are your thoughts on that, Walt?
I mean, I just hate that Urban Meyer's the one who came up with the idea.
Hey, you know what?
I don't want anything associated with that man.
But he didn't do anything good except for this.
It's the Miller Electric.
If we can just keep the Florida Gator helmet and the Ohio State helmet off the walls, I'm good. And the Hurricanes. Well, we know Hurricanes will never be that good, so.
It's there.
Well, that's because it's the introduction of it.
They have the West Florida's on there.
Yeah, dude. I saw that. I saw West Florida Argonauts.
That's my grad school alma mater, hopefully, in 2 years.
There you go.
Ayo. Yeah, it's kind of cool. Just, I don't know. I just think it's kind of fun, but. Speaking about we were talking about the stadium as well. What do we think about the name change going back to Everbank, but not Field, Everbank Stadium?
Well,
it doesn't roll off the tongue as well.
I like Field better, but it's just weird how they keep going back and forth. Like, I guess because obviously banks go through deals and stuff.
Yeah,
but.
June 21st, TIAA Bank sent a letter to both City of Jacksonville and the Jaguars, notifying that the company would now be called Everbank National Association and conduct business under the name Everbank.
My thing is, wasn't Everbank supposed to be bought out by TIAA Bank?
Yes.
And now it's going back
yes.
to Everbank? This is just so confusing to me. I don't really care for the stadium name anymore.
We might as well go back to Altel for naming it after companies that don't exist.
Jacksonville Municipal Bank.
Yeah, Jacksonville Municipal with me. I like Jacksonville Municipal Stadium, but...
You don't like how... Altel sound like all teal, kind of.
No. To be honest,
I liked Altel.
The best name was TIAA Bank, but I'm sorry, not TIAA Bank. It's Everbank.
I was going to say
no,
TIAA Bank.
Everbank Stone. Field was the best name. It just rolled off the tongue smoothly.
Weren't we singular at one point? Or am I.
No.
No, we were never singular.
Altel.
Well, I guess Altel was kind of a singular company.
It went from Jacksonville Municipal Stadium to Altel.
I think Altel turned into singular, and that's when Altel
lost that deal, and then went back to Jacksonville Municipal Stadium. Then it went to TIA. I'm sorry, Everbank Field,
mm-hmm.
and then TIA Bank, and then Well, I think they should just name it Publix Field, but that's just or Publix Stadium.
Publix Field was one of the stadium names that I made for one of my Madden teams back when I was a kid, because it was in Jacksonville. I had two Jacksonville
the
Pub teams.
Sub Stadium.
No, I like Everbank, but, I mean, this is just, again, it just goes back to the fact that stadium names are just fading away. Heinz Field doesn't exist anymore. I mean, you have some of the tried-and-true ones, like Wrigley's still around, Fenway's still around, but all the sponsorships
but still,
just ruin everything.
In Chicago, Southside, their field is the guaranteed rate field when it's just a red arrow pointing down.
It's so stupid. Yeah, it is what it is. I'm not really stressed about that.
We've seen it everywhere now with baseball uniforms, NBA uniforms getting ads. It'll be a short matter of time before NFL has ads on the uniforms and
unfortunately
all over
the
field. Because money makes the world go round.
It does. Okay, before we transition into our last segment, Skylar actually has to dip. So, Skylar, appreciate you coming over today, getting this going.
Good thing we got another episode in.
Yeah, and we'll get another one in soon. So
We need to get on a consistent schedule for football season.
We will. Football season is a different animal. We are still in summer mode. So, Skylar, we'll catch you later, bro.
All right. Well, this is our training camp. Once we get through our training
camp,
regular season.
Once we get through that, we'll be good.
Yeah. All right, I'll see y'all later.
All right, man. And there he goes. All right, that's Skylar Chase, everyone. He is headed out for the evening. Mike and I are going to put a bow on this episode. So first things first, we're going to talk about the Gumbo Jumbo Shrimp. The first half, they finished last in the IL East. Wow, 32-42, last place. Actually, the worst record in the entire International League. Wow, not a great first half. I felt like every time I went on Instagram, it was just another loss. So
yeah, I went to two games this year, and it was a doubleheader because of work. I went for a work event.
That's right.
We won the first one, then we got absolutely crushed in the second one. We're like, yeah, this is just Trump suck.
Yeah, they are 9-7 to start the second half of the season right now, right in the middle of the standings. But I don't know. Doesn't look good for the Shrimp going forward. Other local sports news, the Jacksonville Icemen have a new affiliate. They are no longer affiliated with the New York Rangers. They are now Buffalo Sabres affiliates.
I don't understand and I obviously new to these minor league affiliates and major league affiliates. Why do they change affiliates every like 2-3 years, it feels like?
It's funny you say that because I was thinking that too. They kind of just like sell them to each other. They kind of just like, you know what? Excuse me.
I'm going to keep my mouth shut on what I think it relates to, but...
What do you think it relates to? How good teams are?
No, like, how are... So they just... It's like a stock, it feels like.
Yeah. I mean, kind of. So, I mean, they just swapped teams. So we were with the Rangers, and then the Cincinnati Cyclones were with Buffalo, but we just swapped. The Cyclones are in a different... They're in the... I don't know. I don't know what they are in, but they're in a different league. So there's a couple. So we are a part of the AHL. Or no, I'm sorry. No, the AHL is what the Rochester Americans are in. It's like baseball. We're the AA level, essentially.
This is just so confusing.
It is confusing. I did tweet out the other day. I thought it was really interesting. I think the reason we did it is because our former coach, Jason Christie, is now a... Or he has been for a little while. An assistant,
coach?
Though. Former coach, yeah. He stopped coaching for the team in like 2020, I think. He is now a Buffalo Sabres assistant.
Bro,
so.
I can barely keep up with the coaches in Jacksonville Jaguars, let alone these minor league teams.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Icemen set a record for wins last season with
44. Yeah.
93 points as well. They pushed the Everblades to 6 games, but, you know, Everblades ended up winning the Kelly Cup, so they were the best team anyway. Here we go. Jason Christie coached the Icemen for 4 seasons before joining Buffalo in 2021. So, take that with what you will. Just thought it was kind of interesting. I hope we sell Buffalo wings at the games now. That'd be kind of cool, right? It'd be appropriate.
I'm not getting my hopes up. Because if it's the food place for the Jaguars in the same in the Veterans Arena, good Lord help us all.
Don't even... Yeah, I don't even want to think about that.
We haven't talked since the stadium renderings either. Have we?
I guess not.
Going back to the Jaguars and the renovations.
I guess not, but I mean, we all kind of saw what people said on that. I mean,
I guess it's overdone now.
It is what it is. And also, I just wanted to mention the Sharks signed Robert and Kemdiche. Is that how you say it? I always forget.
Robert Kemdiche, yeah.
Yeah. Former first-round pick is going to be playing for the Jacksonville
Sharks.
He jumped
out of a hotel room or something on the second floor. I remember that story. That's the one story I remember of Robert Kemdiche.
That is interesting. I did not know that.
You don't remember him falling? Or he jumped down. This is what it was. He fell from a fourth-floor window of a Grand Hyatt Atlanta in Buckhead. It appears that he broke the window, then walked approximately 15 feet and climbed over a wall and fell approximately 15 feet, read the Atlanta Police Department. He was conscious and stable in stable conditions when reporters reported the scene. Police later found 7 marijuana cigarettes in Kimdiche's room, leading him to be charged with drug possession. This was, mind you, let's see, this occurred December 2015. The NFL draft was April 2016. So 4 months before the draft and after his last year at Ole Miss. Yeah, you don't remember that story?
He wasn't the guy that was smoking.
No, that was, God, I'm blanking on his name. Was it Laramie Tunsil?
Yeah, it was Laramie Tunsil.
Yeah.
So. That was funny.
And to be fair, Laramie Tunsil turned into a pretty damn good all-pro player.
Yeah, and Kemdiche.
Those Ole Miss teams, man.
Arizona in 2016, where he spent his first 3 seasons. Then he went 2019. He was with the Dolphins. 2021 with the Seahawks. Most recently, he was a member of the Michigan Panthers of the USFL. So,
yeah, he's been off the league's view for a while.
Yeah, so that's a little bit of the roundup of the local sports. I was going to ask you guys how many MLB, the MLB draft, how many guys out of UNF and JU came out? Well, it was going to be more of a joke because no one got drafted.
I was saying none of them got drafted.
No one got drafted.
I know someone from UF got drafted, or two people got UF.
Yeah, a couple guys from Florida State got drafted.
Yeah, which is embarrassing because Florida State sucked.
Yeah, well.
Wasn't there a Kenny product, Bishop Kenny product?
I don't know. I didn't actually see that when I was looking. But
speaking of Bishop Kenny, do you remember Coach? He was
Pasquale.
He's going to Benedictine.
Yeah, he's going to be the baseball coach. That's a huge, huge move for him. Coach Pasquale was one of my favorite teachers.
One of my favorite teachers my freshman year.
Were you in his special row?
Special row.
Yeah, the first three.
Seats. Oh yeah, I was in his first. Yeah,
I was in the first seat.
I was in the third seat. I think it's in alphabetical order. But
we talked. Sports logo, college sports logos.
I talk sports all the time with them.
Yep. And we won. Armad won the religion review.
You know what's crazy? He's going to be coaching at the same school. And I realized this yesterday when the news came out, like over the weekend. He's going to be coaching at the same school that 2024 quarterback Luke Kromenhoek, Florida State commit, goes to. Like the same school they go.
I did not know that.
So. I'm almost positive. Look up Luke Kromenhoek real quick.
God, you're going to have to tell me his spelling there.
Just type in Luke Kromenhoek.
I don't know how to... here we go.
See? It's gonna come
dang.
Up.
I clicked on Fortner instead. Luke Kromenhoek. I guess I had already looked him up before. Yeah, Benedict. Yeah, military school.
Military school. So, yeah, he's going to be there for 1 year. Or Kromenhoek will be there the same year that Pasquale is about to start. And he's a 2024 commit to FSU. I thought it was interesting. I was like, small world, huh?
6'4", 185,
he's going
to
be a stud, man. He's going to be a stud.
Number 3 QB. Wow. That's really cool. Good for Pasquale.
He gets to watch. So we watched Johnny Wolford be a legend at Bishop Kenny, and I was about to watch this guy take off and go to Florida State. So
I want to see if there's any other cool alumni from there.
From Benedict? I don't know.
Worst waste of my money I've ever spent. Jeez.
Well, it's a military school, buddy.
Yeah. Alumni Association, maybe?
Bro, why didn't Dutch go to the Wikipedia?
Yeah, oh yeah, that's true. They always have like the athletics. I don't see any names highlighted there. Oh, here we go. Notable alumni. Military guy. John Hook Dillon, 1941 basketball player. Mike Fitzgerald, former MLB player for the Cardinals and the Giants. Huh.
So I guess maybe not so much more famous alumni, but yeah. We have a connection. That's pretty dope.
Yeah. Oh, Hawk Harrelson, MLB player, and he was the broadcaster for the White Sox for a long time.
Don't know who that is.
Oh, no. Well, it's okay.
I mean, these all look like they're baseball related, so.
Yeah, so.
That's pretty cool. Good job, Coach Pasquale, on the bigger and better things.
Absolutely. And last but not least, I wanted to give you a moment for
Mike's MLB update.
Ding. Your teams, the Diamondbacks and the Yankees, correct?
Yep. One is looking decently to make the playoffs, and the others right now on the hot seat of making the playoffs.
2-8 in their last 10. They've lost three in a row. The New York Yankees are last in the AL East.
I was going to say, before the season, you would have never said the Yankees.
No. Absolutely not.
Yankees are a joke.
No. And the Orioles have been the surprise in that division, which, I mean, after Tampa Bay's hot start, it's incredible that they're leading that division right now.
I was going to say, isn't every team in that division above 500? Or I'm sorry, above, like, they've got 50 wins plus.
No, they're all above 500. All of them have 50 wins plus, yeah. Tampa Bay actually has 60 already.
That division is actually insane.
It's always good. I mean, it's crazy.
There's usually a team that sucks, though.
Yeah, there's usually a team that isn't as good, I'd say. Not usually. You don't have any, like, Royals who are 28-68 or A's 26-71.
I thought the Orioles, like, as of, like, okay, 3 years.
They've been bad.
They've been very bad.
But, like, I don't know, consensus of the last like 10 years, I feel like it's always been like a 3 or 4 team brigade.
That's what I'm saying, but there's always that one team.
But that's the only division where it's only like one team. Okay. Usually every other. Now I look at it, the AL Central has, never mind. Those guys are all under 500. Never mind. They only have one team above 500.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like the AL East always has 3 to 4 good teams, and there's always one bottom to lower. But this one's got all 5 this
right.
year.
And your other end, you got the Diamondbacks, who are third in their division, but they are in the wild card spot right now.
I'll take it. But
they're only 2 games back from the Dodgers.
But my main MLB update, and for people that have been listening since the beginning, are my Atlanta Braves right now.
Hot take time.
Keith's breaking out the book.
My first hot take of, well, I guess it won't count towards that, but it'll just be a hot take anyway. We'll do that when the season officially starts, okay?
All right, what is your hot take?
My hot take is the Braves will not be in the World Series.
That's not really a hot take.
That is a hot take because everyone has them in the World Series right
Let's
now.
Let's see. If they have a minus sign on the betting odds, I'll say that's a hot take.
Okay, fine. I'm still going
to just explain it to the non-degens. If it's a minus sign, they're a favorite. They're a favorite. I'm sorry. Let's see. This is great podcasting. Mm-hmm. Just a pause.
Well, I'm writing right now, so... Braves, I'm just writing Braves will not right now, and then I'll depend whatever the answer you give me, I'll change it.
Not FanDuel Fantasy. I'm trying to pull up FanDuel Sportsbook. Because I can pull up right now like to win the pennant and see what the Braves are.
They are 31-18 at home, 30-14 away, a better away record. Their +145 differential is the closest in the NL is the Dodgers, and they're +91.
Okay, so it looks like it's a two-team race in the NL. The
Dodgers.
Dodgers and the Braves. Dodgers are +200.
The Dodgers always choke.
Braves are +150. So I guess it technically is a hot take because they are the favorite, but, I mean, that's like a coin toss.
I'll just say the Braves will not win the pennant.
Okay, that works. I mean, yeah. And then in the AL... It's actually more wide open.
I'm sure it is.
The Rays are +210 to win the AL. The Rangers are +360. Astros are +440. Blue Jays are +950. The Orioles are +1,000.
Leading the division +1,000. That's awesome.
Well, I mean, the Blue Jays are right behind them, and they're +950. So, but the Rays are +210.
But the Blue Jays are also 5 games out of first place.
Yeah.
Actually, I guess the Rays and the Orioles are technically tied for first. They're just the Orioles are just listed on
top. So the favorite to win the World Series is Atlanta. Against,
I mean, why wouldn't they be? Atlanta, how they've been playing, it's not even fair. It's annoying. Braves fans are annoying too.
The matchup right now that FanDuel has as the favorite, and it's not really a favorite, obviously, but it's +650. So if you believe that's the Braves versus the Rays, you put 100, you win 650. So if you want to give me any matchup, I want to see what I can. Just take a look.
I won't because I want to go on a rant here.
Oh, God.
I'm just going to type something in here real quick. Hang on. Excuse my loud keyboard. Okay. So, the state of Georgia is annoying.
I can agree with that with some aspects.
The Braves fans are annoying because of their recent success. Georgia has won 2 national championships.
They have
so
reason to be
annoying. Yes, of course.
Because if Florida State was back-to-back champs, I'd be talking my shit too.
Oh, yeah. Even Falcons fans, even for how bad they are, they can still be annoying. Be humble.
Oh, and don't forget the Hawks fans.
Oh, God, yeah. Trey Young is the savior, and they're still sold that he is 100% without a doubt better than Luka Doncic, which, you know, that's a topic for a different day. I agree that it's close, but I still have Luka better. Be humble. My goodness gracious. You guys have been ass for so long in everything, and now you get a good in a couple sports, and you're like, oh, we're the best things in sliced bread. Chill out, man.
They've won 3 championships in the last 5 years. Yeah, I'll give them some slack.
So they have enough. They have enough. Don't be sitting here.
Oh, please.
Oh, we've got a target on our back. Yeah, you do, because you're annoying as hell, and everybody wants to beat you.
Honestly, the worst fan base, and nothing can beat them, are Boston fans.
Boston, yeah.
Boston fans are unruly, and they're annoying.
But we're very lucky to live where we are, where we don't deal with it as much. There are people here, yes,
of course.
I was
going to say, they came down during COVID.
Yeah, it's just...
My brother's one of them. He doesn't even give a crap. He's never been to Boston.
So that's the other thing is the Patriot fans that existed just, oh, I love Tom Brady and stuff. You know, it's just like LeBron fans. It's literally like LeBron fans.
That might
need
to be edited out, but.
I don't care. LeBron fans are the same way. You have it in every sport. But I guess as a fan of, I've always been a fan of the team that isn't spectacular. I just get annoyed by it, you know? I just want my teams to do good. And this is our year, man. This is FSU's year.
Hey, I hope so because I have a lot of money riding on the Noles to win the Natty. They're +1,800 to win the national championship right now. +1,800.
Well, you know what?
And you bet your ass I bet some money on that and Jordan Travis to win the Heisman.
You know what I'll leave you with at the time of this recording? 37 days, 18 hours.
Sean Considine.
11 minutes. and 40 seconds until college football is back, baby.
I really hope I just said Sean Considine is number 37 because that's literally the only number 37 I thought of.
Who?
Sean Considine. Do you not remember him?
Are you sure you got the name right?
Yes, I got the name right. He was number 37.
Wow. I thought his name was something different.
Him. Well, he played for the Jaguars, too. Oh, so he played 37. Yeah,
I remember when he played for the Jags.
Yeah, that's the number, 37. He played for multiple teams. Did not realize that.
Okay. 37. God,
he played for the Eagles, Jaguars, Panthers, Cardinals, Ravens.
That's such a bad number.
It is. But yeah, 37 days, baby. Whew. I am ready for that game against LSU. I'll be up in Boston watching that game.
You're going to be there?
No, I'm going to be in Boston.
Oh.
I wish I was going to Orlando, but I'm going to Boston seeing some of my friends.
That's okay. Tell them that they're all bad fans.
Well, they are also FSU fans. We all went to college together, so.
Oh, okay.
But they also are bad fans because they root for the Patriots, so fuck the Patriots.
Whatever. I'm excited for college football. I know you are, too. I'm ready for Jaguars football, and I know you are, too. I can speak for Skyler. He's excited for Jaguars football, too.
Maybe not so much Gators,
but it is what it is.
I love how we both have the same thing. Maybe not the Gators.
You got one more point before we dip?
I have a question. I don't have a question. Do we make predictions on the final four playoff teams from last year for college football? I think we did.
We did it for this upcoming year.
Oh, for this upcoming year?
Yeah.
Okay, we might need to revisit that because I don't know who I picked.
Oh, I got it right here. It's in the book.
I know we talked about it. I don't know if it was for last year or this year.
Do you want me to read yours off?
I know I had Florida State and LSU in it.
You have Florida State, Georgia, USC, and Penn State.
Ooh, okay. All right, that's good to know.
Yep.
I'm going to see how much that payout pays if I had all four of those.
Mine is bad, but I'm
just... Who are your four? No. Who are your four?
I have Utah in there.
Utah's not a bad pick.
Yeah.
It's whoever wins Utah, USC, I think is going to make it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I have Penn State as well. Dang, I just closed it like an idiot. UGA, Ohio State, Utah, Penn State.
Ooh,
Skyler has Skyler has Penn State, Bama, Texas, and Utah.
Interesting. We have to revisit that before the season starts.
Yeah, we'll talk about it, but you know, it is what it is. And if you guys think of any interesting wagers for us or interesting prizes for whoever has the best record,
and it'll be us three, or if someone wants to join in on the fun, have a little. Yeah, weekly segment. We can call you in.
We can have a little call-in segment. That'd be fun. But yeah, if you guys have any ideas for that, we're not doing any punishments for the loser. I think we've already done that when Skylar had to get his makeup done. God, how many years ago that was at your house?
I can pull up YouTube and find out for you.
If you guys didn't follow us since the YouTube days,
it's still on there.
I don't remember what the rating or what the contest was.
Well, first off, it was the March Madness bracket.
Oh, it was the bracket. Whoever had the worst bracket.
We have 16 subscribers. So to those subscribers, oh, I'm sorry, 15, not including me.
Oh, I'm one of them too.
So 14, you were a real one. We did 12 episodes on video.
Yeah. So if you weren't with us from those days, we had a March Madness bracket. Each one of us did one. Whoever had the worst record at the end had a punishment, and that punishment was decided to have their makeup done by my ex-girlfriend, and it was cute. I'm pretty sure the picture's on Instagram. I don't know. Maybe it's not, and I might have to post it since it's a core memory for the podcast for sure.
Bro, all these
July
videos.
4th, Scott's interview and makeup episode.
Scott's interview's on here.
Scott's interview was a part of the July 4th one.
Oh, part of the 4th. Okay, because I had to play then.
Yeah, we were both like pretty intoxicated when we were doing.
No, are you sure? Because this is just his 4th of July celebration. We're getting on a ramp.
Who cares? Who cares?
What's it called? A
tangent.
Yes, tangent. That's the word I was looking for. I was going to go down, say rabbit hole, but
I think you already said that today, so you can't say it twice. It's against the rules.
I don't know. 11 videos from Trust the Process.
Yeah, Trust the Process. Yep. I'm glad we moved on from that.
Yeah.
Well, without further ado, that is going to be...
You interviewed Pocky Eric.
Pocky sticks,
whatever. You interviewed Eric for the Pro Bowl because he went down to the Pro Bowl.
That was actually a pretty good interview. He took it very seriously. And I appreciated that. And I think I dressed up. I had like a shirt and tie on.
You were dressed up, yeah.
Yeah. that's something we'll do one day. We'll just go review all those videos.
I'm about to play one of them right now.
All right. Well, with that being said, episode 91 comes to a close. Don't forget, we still have a sponsorship with Nerdy Nuts. If you are looking for peanut butter, they are releasing the new flavors tonight. So tomorrow morning, the new flavors will be announced. Sunday will be when they drop at 7 p.m. You can purchase them. NerdyNuts.com. Use our promo code DIMES10 for 10% off. And enjoy some really delicious and unique peanut butter. For Skylar Chase, who has left us. For Mike Yaji, who's still sitting to my right. And myself, Keith Manzi. This has been another episode of Dimes on Duval. Thank you all for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time.
It's almost football season, everyone. We're almost there.